Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled, What Marketing Tools Can You Use to Build Your Online Business? And marketing on the internet is unique. What is marketing strategy? Marketing strategy essentially is a pattern or a plan that integrates your organization's major goals, policies, and action sequence in a cohesive way to achieve customer success. Marketing strategies are generally concerned before product setting, four P's, and those are product strategies, pricing strategies, promotional strategies, and placement strategies. The focus of marketing strategies must be the objective to be achieved, not the process. And let me back up and let me go back and tell you why we're talking about marketing strategies on the internet. Because there's so many things that you can do today that are important when it comes to building a business on the internet. The problem is that for many of us, if we have been in business for many years, we only know of one strategy. And that strategy is the old time where you advertise on TV. Or radio or things like that. So what we want to do is help you understand that there's so many different things that you can do today that can help you with building a business. And what we want to do is help you understand how to use those marketing strategies to help you build and grow a business using the internet today. And then what I want to do is talk to you about a specific company and what they are doing that is helping people think in terms of growing a business on the internet and how to do that. So, you know, it's when you think about what are the marketing tools, well, you also have to think about all of the things that you can do that can help you grow a business long term. And those things can be, you know, the biggest marketing tool that we have is Facebook. And why is that such a big marketing tool today? For one simple reason, that what you are doing are thinking about the things that can help you grow a business and what it is that you can do that can help you think in terms of building a long-term business for yourself. And for so many people, they don't always think about what is a good strategy when it comes to marketing and how to think in terms of advertising and using internet marketing for a small business. And the thing is, a lot of people don't always think about those things that they need to do. And let's look at it this way. Internet marketing can attract more people to your website, increase customers for your business, and enhance branding of your company and product. If you are just beginning your online marketing strategy, the top 10 list below will get you started to plan that has worked for many people. First of all, you start with a web promotion plan and effective web design and development strategy. And the thing is, yes, there are, you can actually do it yourself for free. Or if you don't have the time, then you can do it in a way that will help you build a business that will help you grow long term. And let's think about it. Get ranked at the top of major search engines have practiced good search optimization techniques. And that's understanding how to use the keywords that people will put into Google or Yahoo or anything where they are actually looking for in a specific product, a specific whatever. And if you have those keywords or those meta tags in your website, website, then you can draw the kinds of things that will help you grow your business long term. And here's another thing. Think about how to use email marketing effectively. And using it effectively doesn't mean that you're emailing someone an email every hour or every 2 hours or every 5 hours. Unless it is something that I really am interested in, if I get an email from someone every day even, I just delete it because it's only a sales letter. And what you want to do is if you're going to do an email campaign and you want people to open up your email, you have to give them something that's going to help them want to open up that email. And if it's just strictly a sales letter or a promotion to sell them something and you've not developed a relationship with them, then guess what? People will just delete your email or just unsubscribe to your email or whatever. So you need to look for some of the things that you can do that can truly help you build your business on the Internet. Because, you know, when I get something in the mail, and it used to be a teleseminar, marketing seminar companies, what they would do is they would send out brochures on a monthly basis. And you can figure that usually someone would throw it out maybe 3 or 4 times before they would actually look at it. And if you are constantly barraging people with emails, whatever you're doing, then what's happening is that you're not giving them anything that they know that they can use effectively. But if you give them a tip or something that they can use in their business, then it's going to make them want to open up that email. And then always open it up. But if they feel like they're getting too many of it, they'll just unsubscribe. So think about all of those things and think about how you can do what you need to do that's going to help you build your business. And dominate your marketing niche with affiliate, reseller, and associate programs. You know, one thing that makes Internet marketing so effective and putting together a strategy is that if you had a retail store where you were selling your product, at, you would not be selling it for a profit. You would have to go to a middleman, then you would have to go through a reseller, then you would actually get it into the store. And by the time all of those, it's a markup here, it's 4 markups that your price of what you're making and what it actually sells for increases so high that you may have people that don't even want your product. But if I'm someone that's a customer and I become an affiliate of yours or a distributor of your product and I sell your product through word of mouth to my friends, then pay me a percentage of that. You keep your product cost low, you get to resell your product, and you get to pay commission on sales based on the effort of what that person has put out. So you can have 10 people selling your product, and one person is very good at selling it, and another person may not. But the object is that you are getting sales through word of mouth, and it cuts down on your advertising because you can promote through Facebook, through Twitter. Social media has become one of the best tools for marketing where you don't even pay anything. So You need to build in a responsive opt-in email list. And just like I could opt in with what I was talking about, is I could also opt out. So what are you going to do that's going to give me something that's going to make me want to continue to receive your emails? And another thing to think about is publishing articles or get listed in news stories. And there is a site called HeyRo, which is where you're helping reporters who have articles to write, where they need assistance or information on a specific topic to help them fill out and write that article. And guess what? When they get published, you get recognition. So that's building up name recognition. And you can go on WordPress and you can set up a blog and you can write articles on there. And what that is doing is increasing your search engine optimization. You know, right now I think the last time I looked, I was at 38,000. And what that means is if you go into Google and you put your name in, you're going to come out ranked on the Internet. So if you have articles or you have anything that you're doing that is being published, then, you know, you are going to do what you need to do to increase your name recognition. Hey, another thing that you can do is go and write and publish online press releases. So if you are having a sale or you are having something that you are giving away, then what you can do is you can set it up through a press release and that gets seen by the people or the companies. And there are sites that you can go on where you can write press releases for and publish them for free. Yes, there are some paid sites. And if you don't know what you're doing and you need to learn how to do it, I would say use those paid sites to get some of your press releases published to begin with. But once you know what you're doing, you can do it for free. Facilitate and run contests and giveaways via your website. You know, what we want to do is not only build up name recognition for who we are as individuals, but we want to build up name recognition for our website, increase the rate. And you can do that with backlinks. And one of the things that you can do is, guess what, if you have a website and a blog, you can link those two. And what you want to do is have a way. The tenth one is blog and interact with your visitors. And what that means is when someone visits your blog and they write a comment, why not write a comment back to them? You have seen certain websites where they will post articles about soap operas and then they ask people to leave comments. Well, that kind of gives them a good idea when they're talking about the popularity of a character or whatever, what's going on. So you can do the same thing with your website by interacting with people. And the more you interact with them, the more of a relationship that you build with them, and the more likely they will not only buy from you, but they will refer people to you who will buy from you. So these are some of the things to think about when you're looking at putting together some of your internet marketing strategies. And explore strategies and techniques that you can use on the internet that will enhance and support your business's overall marketing objective. Learn how to conduct banner promotions. Generate targeted online traffic. Positioning your content. Overall brand awareness. And, you know, one of the things that I'm involved with is a company that's called Powerlead system. And why I'm talking about the Powerlead system is because it incorporates all of these things that you need to do that can help you with growing a business in today's marketplace. And what I would like to do is just talk about it a little bit just so you get an idea of what you're doing. And either you can go on Namecheap.com where you can buy your domain name for much less than you can, say, on GoDaddy and some of the other sites. And you would want to always set it up as a .com. Why a .com? Because guess what? People automatically put in .com before they put in .net, before they put in .org, or whatever. But usually the difference between .com and .org is that .org is for a nonprofit organization. And we want to, and so if your organization is a nonprofit, then it's great to do because people will be looking at all of the things that they can do that can truly help them with building their, and initially, and let me explain to you that what the Powerlead system is. Is an all-in-one marketing system platform, including a vast array of features. It's powered by priceless possibilities. There's been created custom marketing systems for nearly two decades. The Powerlead system provides entrepreneurs with the tools necessary to grow their business and make more sales as they promote their business by their choice. And they, what they have done is they've set it up as an affiliate program where if I pass on the information to someone I know, that I, you know, and what it is to become a customer and use their tools, it's $30 per month. And if you bring in someone else who happens to like the system and use the system, then you get paid $20 per month on that sale. So it's a way to earn some income. And what they do is they have an accelerated program, or what they do is every other person that you bring in you pass up to the person over you. But the difference is whether in some programs where you pass it up and you don't make anything on it, you get at least $10 off of that $30. So it is, in essence, 100% payout because the actual person who is there, their sponsor gets $20, and then the person that you sponsored that rolled up to someone else, you're getting $10 on. So they have a way of doing it that would help you. And what I want to do is also talk about some of their tools that you can use. And one of them is that you can use it as a sales funnel. And why they did that, because you know what? If you understand how to use all the things that can help you build a business long-term and advertise, because today people will watch a video. And if they watch that video, guess what? They will, in essence, do the things that will help them grow that business. And what I want to do is talk to you about some of the things that can truly help you build a successful business on the internet with good strategies that can help you as an individual. And what I can tell you is that I had a domain name that I registered. And that domain name was employmentandjobopportunities.com. And initially I wanted to set that up as a website where I would teach people about how to build and grow a business. And the purpose of all of it was at the time that it was to help people understand how to use the internet and how to build up a marketing strategy. Well, guess what? This particular program, I'm not very proficient at building websites or building videos. So part of their program is to teach you how to do that. And first of all, what you do is you can go in and you can build a sales page or a funnel with a domain name. And what they also do is they set up a program where their video, if I'm in the Power Lead system and I want to give away a free lead system to as many people as I want to, then all I have to do is promote the website and they will come to a video that will ask them to leave the email address or what, however much information that I want. And the idea being that what I can do is set up different programs and ways to market to people. You can even custom design your own lead capture page to promote your business as a primary business, or you can do it to promote their system. And as I've been talking about, we have things. They also develop a viral report, and that viral report is something that you would give away to them. And let me go back and tell you a little bit about what that viral report is, because that basically is what we've been talking about right here, is all of the things that we can do that can help you grow as an individual and how this particular program can help you build a successful business just for yourself. And all of the things that you can think of. And what it is called I'm not even figuring out what it's called. And what I need to do is go in and look at some of the things that I've set up and in my website. And guess what? It will help me understand, because you can create as many subdomains as you have to. And guess what? Guess what? The free report is the top 5 dirt sheet tools I use to create endless leads and traffic, including my #1 secret to building a huge downline. And why is that important? Because what it's actually doing is teaching people what they can do that can help them with this particular system and how to be successful in growing a business. And think of all the things that you can do that can truly help you as an individual build a successful business. Plus, they have other people and here's one thing that I really like about them is that we've not even realized is how many of you have used GoToMeeting and paid to have people participate in a program where you can do a presentation. Well, now, and a lot of people don't even realize it, you can use Google Hangouts. And one of the things that this company does is they have training in not only how to use their company, but how to use all of these different items that will help you build a business and build a successful business. So, and then, you know, everyone wants to receive something. And if you can help them in getting that something that will help them build their business and build all the things that will help them think of all of the things that you want to build and increase your income, then the potential is there. So think about it. Think about all the things that you've done in growing a business and how you can use the internet, how you can use Facebook, how you can use Twitter. Almost every multi-level company today is setting up all of their things where you can do all the things that will help you grow your business into a very successful business today. And it's just putting together a strategy of how you can build the best business possible that will help you grow a business long term. And what we need to look at is how you can plan your success. And think about all the success that you can do, you can have, if you just understand how to use the tools that are out there for you. The problem is that for many of us, we don't understand how to use what's available and incorporate that into the business that we have. Once we have done that, then you know what? You can always think of the things that will help you grow your business long term. And think of all of the things that you can do that can truly help you be successful in the marketplace. And you can still do the strategies of the personal business and those things, but, you know, by using the internet, then you are building an infinite number of followers in any business that you have. All you have to do is look for all the things that you've done to help you go viral in your business. And once you have gone viral, then you know what? It will help you build your business in a way that can only extend to all of the people that you have participated with. And why not think of all of those things that you can do that can truly put you where you expect to be in the next few years, and think of it as something that you can do to grow your business long term and make plans for the future. Because once you've made plans for the future, once you've learned how to use the tools that are out there to help you grow that business, you know what? You too can become a successful marketer on the internet. And you can brand yourself, because that is why, you know, one of the things that I learned when I was taking conference calls, and this is what we forget, that years ago, that how we did things, it was all done